Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, you sat down with Governor Andrew Cuomo again yesterday for another conversation. You talked to him about New York City in troubling times. He said that it is very troubling times for the city amid a surge in gun violence and an uptick in graffiti, but he told you that he doesn't need any federal involvement from President Donald Trump.
Well, yes, and he talked to me about how he got on the phone with Trump and told him not to come in, and then Trump agreed. It's interesting because Cuomo has this strange relationship, largely adversarial, and it has been in the past with the mayor. And when things get rough in New York City, there is not so veiled a threat from Cuomo to de Blasio. If you can't handle it, I will. And I have a feeling that the friend of my enemy, if you know what I mean, from the president to Cuomo is pretty good. You know, in other words, okay, you can do it. I don't like de Blasio, and I'll say we'll stay out of New York State because of what you are saying. And we've seen Cuomo do it. He has, in fact, moved to say to de Blasio, you've got to stop this, and to the police in New York City, or we'll come in. And, you know, it's not so veiled a threat, and it has been effective. And I think the confluence of political interests may have been at work here.
So Cuomo tells the president, we don't need federal agents here, but Trump is deploying federal agents under his law and order push in other places, like Chicago and Albuquerque, to help combat rising crime as he runs for election under that banner. What about that strategy?
It's law and order, it's law and order, it's law and order. It's worked in the past, and it's an effective strategy. If people are being killed on the streets, now who is being killed? Well, these are large numbers of usually, now look, there are innocent bystanders, there's no question, but large numbers of gang members. And when you lose hope, these gangs take hold. Place like Chicago and others, they become really insidious, poisonous forces. So people understand that. And they don't want it. And this is a place where the president can make a little bit of political hay, although there are many of us who really understand what this is really all about.
Well, and the governor has shown, I think it's in agreement with most folks, that you can look at a pandemic, set an example, flatten the curve. The cases, though, are rising everywhere else in the country. And Politico this morning says it's a mess. Congress prepares to lurch over unemployment aid cliff as Capitol Hill is consumed with finger pointing and frustration as millions of Americans are set to lose economic lifelines.
Well, that's right. The $600 that some folks are getting is all it counts to putting food on the table for their families. Now, are there some who, you know, don't need it? Probably. But, you know, when you take a look at the numbers and the proportions, this has been a real lifeline. Along comes the Congress and some of the very conservative people, and they say, hell no, we're not letting this happen. Ted Cruz and others. We're not going to continue this bailout. Well, the president needs it, because if he needs re-election, he's got to do it. Look, he's sending people into cities and he's saying, I'm going to protect you. But if he can't make sure that everybody has enough food on the table, you're not protecting anybody, and it will redound against you. That's why this president is debating with the conservatives about doing it. Now you have $3 trillion coming from the U.S. House of Representatives, $1 trillion in very directed ways coming from the Senate, and they're going to have to sit down and duke it out. I don't think anybody has any doubt that when it's all over, there will be some compromises. The major compromise for New Yorkers is going to be whether or not state and local governments will get the money that they need to get them out of this financial hole that they're in. We know that New York State is $16 billion in the hole in their budget right now, and Cuomo has been articulate and has banded together with other governors and other mayors to make sure that it's in there. It's in the House bill. Whether it will be compromised with the Senate is another story. However, the Senate conservatives, I think, are digging their own graves, because we know that people have to eat and they have to find resources for their families.
It's been a lot of questions, and even some psychiatrists and psychologists making diagnoses, even acknowledging that they shouldn't be doing that publicly about the president's cognitive mental state. I see in the Washington Post today, passing a cognitive test doesn't mean what Trump thinks it does. Experts are puzzled by the president's obsession with the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, which is normally administered only if someone may be experiencing dementia or other mental decline.
Well, sure. It's an easy test, obviously, and it has been all over the news. Look, the one thing that this president knows is repetition. You say it again, you say it again, you say it again. I aced it. I aced it. I aced the cognitive test. I know it. I aced it. Now, there will be a lot of people come along and say, wait a second, that's not what this test is all about. And people who think about these kinds of things will say, yeah, this is not what he says it is. But he keeps saying it is. And as a result of that, one wonders why the gentleman doth protesteth so much. It may well be that he has issues. It doesn't matter. But he keeps saying it, and to his base, it's effective.
The fight with China is growing. U.S. orders China to close Houston consulate over espionage and theft. The Trump administration accused the Chinese of stealing research and told the diplomats in Texas to clear out by Friday. Beijing warned it would retaliate. They actually set the place on fire.
Hey, David, look, I said it yesterday on the air. I'm going to say it again. The Russians, Trump's friends, who he never, ever criticizes, really, are white. The Chinese are yellow. It's as racist as everything else that he does and he can do. And it's clear that the Chinese become the boogeyman that he loves to have. And so it is expected that he will continue to do this. It may end up that if he needs this enemy, he'll go into the South China Sea and there will be war. I can't say that I don't get it. The Chinese have been disgraceful, saying we have proprietorship over this vast ocean area. Nevertheless, why wait till now? It's clear that Trump needs it, and he'll get it.